Chapter 40. Tony Stark's war on weapons continued to make headlines, but it didn't look like the billionaire's charges would be sticking anytime soon. Fame and money were funny that way. Foggy had never had either of those things, neither had Matt, and he watched his boyfriend anxiously for some weeks, waiting for bruises and bloody knuckles that never appeared. Matt left campus on his own several times a week. He was always quiet when he came back, deeply thoughtful, rather than closed off and distant. Foggy waited patiently for Matt to open up to him about these solo excursions of his, but even though a month passed and fall faded into winter and Christmas decorations started appearing around campus, Matt remained tight-lipped around the subject. Exam week came and went, and while Matt studied diligently like he always did, his little excursions continued, only growing more frequent, until Matt was disappearing for an hour or two every single day. The weekend before winter break was due to start, Foggy decided he was done with being shut out. He didn't want to spend 2 weeks with his family like this, with Matt disappearing every day without explanation. He waited for him in the dorm room for half of Sunday afternoon, determined to talk to Matt about things before Theo came and picked them up from campus in his new car tomorrow morning. "Where do you go?" he asked immediately upon Matt's return to the dorm at 3:30. "Are you worried about me, Foggy?" Matt said, not answering his question. "Yes," Foggy admitted with a sigh. Matt didn't say anything for a long moment. He just quietly shut the door and took off his glasses and woolen blazer, setting his cane aside the wall. Foggy watched him and didn't say a single word, even when Matt crossed the room and came to sit on the bed next to his packed suitcase. "It's not what you think," Matt said quietly. "I'm not getting into fights." "What are you doing then?" Foggy asked with a frown. "I'm trying to find answers," Foggy guessed. Matt had that look about him. "Yes. Well, no. It's more complex than that," Matt muttered, sighing and running a hand through his rain-flecked hair. "I'm trying to find my purpose, Foggy. What happened to me when I was a kid wasn't just some freak accident. I have these heightened senses for a reason. I'm trying to find out what that is, what I'm supposed to do with them." Foggy didn't say anything for a long moment. He couldn't. It wasn't something he and Matt talked about a whole lot. Faith and higher callings. Matt went to Mass when the mood struck, and Foggy didn't. It was just more important to Matt than it was to him, partly, he supposed, because Matt had been raised in a Catholic orphanage, and Foggy had been sent to Sunday school until he outgrew it, or at least until he'd been old enough to help out at the butcher shop. He didn't have the same strict adherence to beliefs and principles as Matt did. He saw a path he liked in life, and he chose it. That was it. He didn't stop to consult God. He barely even stopped to consult his parents. Was that what Matt meant by higher purpose? Religious calling? Or a calling to make some kind of impact, like Tony Stark? He stifled a groan at the thought of the billionaire who was front page news every Wednesday and Friday. "So you're what?" he asked hopelessly. "Meeting up with Iron Man and comparing notes?" "I've never met Tony Stark," Matt declared, looking amused by the suggestion that he was out rubbing shoulders with Iron Man. "I doubt I ever will. Rogue billionaires with advanced weapon systems are a bit above my pay grade." "Who are you meeting with then?" Foggy asked, a much-dreaded thought occurring to him. "Please don't tell me. I'm not meeting up with Stick," Matt said quickly. "But you are meeting up with someone," Foggy said shrewdly, scrutinizing Matt's expression. Matt just sighed and gave a half shrug. Foggy knew what that meant. Matt was quickly growing tired of the third degree. That realization put Foggy on the defensive, because he wouldn't have to interrogate Matt about his whereabouts if his boyfriend would just give him a straight answer about where he was going and who he was meeting. God, he hoped it wasn't Electra. That was a gut-wrenching thought, but the only reason he could think of that Matt would refuse to tell him who he was spending time with was because Matt felt guilty about what he was doing or who he was with. "It's not like that, Foggy," Matt muttered, seeming to read his mind. I've been having coffee with my priest. He makes a pretty decent latte. We talk. Sometimes I bring cookies. Which reminds me, I need to make a trip to the supermarket before it shuts. You're out of cookies? Foggy said in utter disbelief. They're not for me, Matt protested a little defensively. Foggy shook his head and smiled to himself. He almost wanted to laugh. Only Matt, he decided. He'd been getting twitchy and anxious for weeks over this, over Matt having secret coffee meetings with a priest. Why was it a secret, though? He looked at Matt and wondered why it was still his first instinct to go it alone. He wasn't going to ask him, he decided. Does it help, talking to your priest? He asked instead, moving to sit beside Matt on the bed. Sometimes, Matt replied, frowning thoughtfully. Just having someone objective to talk things out with, yeah, it helps, Foggy. You don't think I can be objective? Foggy muttered incredulously. It's not that simple, Matt protested immediately. Look, Father Lantom knows me. He has since I was a kid. He knows the struggles I've had with faith, with anger, with questioning things. It's not that I don't want to talk to you about all of this. It's just that he's better placed. He can sort of stand apart and give me a more objective view of the situation. Foggy sighed and struggled not to get upset with him. Matt was talking to someone about stuff, someone who probably wasn't toxic like Stick. Talking about stuff was good. Foggy just would have preferred it if Matt talked to him instead. It was impossible not to feel that way, to feel cast aside and excluded from Matt's confidence. I can be objective, Matt, he said irritably. No, you can't. Not when it comes to me, Matt said calmly. You're protective of me, Fog, and I love you for it. But if you had things your way, I'd stay safe and happy with you forever. What's so terrible about that? Foggy exclaimed, a little hurt by the way Matt so casually dismissed what they had together. Nothing, but I need to know if I'm meant to do something more, if there's a bigger plan that I'm supposed to be a part of, Matt said pleadingly. What I can do, what I can hear and sense and feel, there's a reason for it. Foggy looked at him for a moment and then gave a long sigh, trying to expel every negative emotion with that one breath. The thing was, he knew Matt was questioning things lately, since that Iron Man article broke. But since before that even, since the second time Stick abducted him, and the one thing he couldn't have Matt questioning or doubting, was whether he would be there for him and support him in his struggle to find himself, and his reason for being exactly the way he was. Okay, just promise me you'll... What? Matt asked, as Foggy broke off and shook his head. No, you're right. I can't be objective, Foggy finally concluded. I'm not gonna tell you not to do whatever it is you think you have to, Matt. That was it. He wouldn't impose conditions or extort promises from him that Matt may ultimately break and feel guilty over. He wasn't going to do that to him. He bit his lip and nodded to himself, his mind made up. Full, unconditional trust and support, no matter what. But, Matt said with a sigh. No. No buts, Foggy said resolutely, standing up and going to retrieve his cashmere coat. Let's go to the supermarket before it gets too cold. Foggy, Matt murmured, but he was busy buttoning his coat and pretending he didn't hear the soft plea. Or at least, he did until he felt a warm weight at his back and Matt's arms encircled him, holding him against his chest. Foggy drew a ragged breath and relaxed into the soothing familiarity of that tight hold, allowing Matt to comfort him. It wasn't easy sometimes, but this was. Loving Matt was easy, but being what he needed was hard, and yet Foggy was committed to that nonetheless, committed to loving Matt the way he needed to be loved, with patience and trust, and a greater level of understanding than anyone had ever shown him before. I just want you to be okay, Foggy mumbled at last, turning and looking into the face of the man he knew and loved so well. I love you, Matt. If this is something you have to figure out without me, then fine. Just tell me when you do. No secret. No secrets, I promise, Matt declared, so earnestly that Foggy believed him. Shall we? Foggy hummed in agreement, watching his boyfriend collect his blazer, cane, and glasses, shoving his wallet and dorm key deep into an inner pocket of the navy blue wool he wore. The blazer was soft, like Matt sometimes when his guard was down. Foggy couldn't help watching him as they went to the supermarket so that Matt could pick out the freshest cookies in the bakery section. Usually, he watched other people, clocking their reactions to Matt, prepared to step in if someone was rude to him, and they were rude. They jostled him and pushed past him like he was invisible, or nearly hit him with their shopping carts when they came rushing out of aisles. The problem when people did that was that Matt would freeze on the spot. He was polite, bordering on apologetic when he got in someone's way, or when people would leap away from the cane like it was a snake. Matt was the best person he knew, not that he was entirely unbiased in that regard, and the Sticks and Sweeneys of this world were going to chew him up and spit him out. So Foggy couldn't help believing that if there really was a reason for everything, then the reason he was in Matt's life at this crucial point was to protect him and love him and carry as many cookies as Matt wanted or needed. Matt was right. He would have given anything to keep him safe and happy forever, and it made his heart ache to think that that wouldn't be enough for Matt. He'd find his purpose eventually, and Foggy just hoped that once he did, Matt would finally let himself be happy. End chapter 40.